calorie counting is seen as another, I suppose, attack by the government on our trade, more red tape.
That's Michael O'Donovan of the Cork branch of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, who says publicans are strongly opposed to the move, which will drive up costs further for those trying to diversify, and it could be the final straw for many publicans who are already struggling.
Food has become a big source of income for most pubs now in Ireland. Most pubs, bistros, doing bar lunches, all of specials every day. The specials change on a daily sequence, so the costs associated with that will be astronomical.
Marianne Delaney of Café Gusto on Washington Street says the plans would severely impact on small businesses and could threaten the foodie culture Cork City and County has worked so hard to build.
Our food is seasonal and it's fresh. To try and quantify calories on our daily salads, which change every day, our sandwiches, our hot dishes, to quantify calories on that would create a huge workload. Without someone doing the job full time, it wouldn't be possible. You wouldn't be able to create new dishes. You know, smaller businesses that are passionate about food, about fresh food, about seasonality of their ingredients, about variety for their customers, it would really stifle them. It would just inhibit them doing anything creative and new.
Many traders at Leaside say they're still reeling from the VAT hike and say they'll fight the introduction of what they describe as a costly yet pointless plan. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News in the city centre.